night type deal before it gets
on a Wednesday evening in July, an older woman peers over a table at some whimsical looking vegetables shaped like curly Q's. She's at the Concord Farmers Market.
So you just chop this up and put it into whatever you want.
Yeah, you can put it wherever you use garlic or chives.
The young farmer standing across the table explains that these are garlic scapes.
But they're spicy.
Oh, they are spicy, yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
This is the first summer Concord has had not one, but two farmers markets. And over in Durham, the farmers market has gone from 5 to 25 vendors in just a few years. So while there's little hard data, there's also little doubt. Consumer demand for local meat and produce is growing fast. You might think that demand would lead to at least family-sustaining profits for local farmers. But Agriculture Commissioner Lorraine Merrill says that's not the case.
In New Hampshire and New England, it's definitely the economic part of sustainability that's the biggest challenge, farm profitability.
Among pigs and ducks at Phoenix Hill Farm in Boscawen, young farming couple Mike Vista and Ryan Ferdinand say they've not only kept their day jobs, they're scaling their farm back. The money, Vista says, just isn't there.
You're working at profit margins that, you know, a grocer or a lawyer or a car mechanic would just absolutely laugh at. They would not even try to sell something at that kind of profit margin.
Commissioner Merrill explains land here is expensive and labor too. But most of all, New Hampshire farms are just small.
So that means they aren't able to take advantage of those economies of scale.
Which means meat and produce grown here often aren't consistent in quality, consistently available, or convenient for consumers. It smells like sawdust and strawberries at the Heron Pond Farm Stand, a large wooden cabin at the junction of 150 and 107 in Kensington, near the New Hampshire seacoast. Here, farmer Andre Cantelmo is trying to change the face of farming in New Hampshire with two $16,000 Cryovac freezers and an industrial kitchen. He got a grant from the Community Loan Fund and the Fair Food Network to help pay for it.
Basically, it's going to be a model for farms to be able to say that this is the maximum way that you can transfer your surplus into dollars.
Cantelmo steps inside a freezer the size of a small bedroom in the basement of his souped-up farm stand.
And now you'll be cold because this one's actually on. It's 34, 33 right now.
He says the freezers increase profits by increasing efficiency. Take strawberries, for example. It's not like you harvest the same number of strawberries every day throughout the season. The harvest starts slowly, peaks, and then peters out.
That's the problem with strawberries is you either have way too many or not enough.
Cantelmo knows he can get more customers to his store if he stocks more than enough strawberries for as long as possible. So that means he ends up overproducing during peak season. Same goes for tomatoes. Ordinarily, you have to throw out the extra fruit.
They have a very short shelf life, but by freezing them, you can basically sell them as frozen in the winter when nobody's able to get a local tomato.
With the freezer, Cantelmo can overproduce for the farm stand and still profit from what's left over by selling it frozen. Of course, frozen food isn't exactly what you picture at a farmer's market, but Cantelmo is sure his frozen local strawberries, tomatoes, and beans will be a big hit come January.
This is our kitchen, which looks like any kitchen that you would see in a restaurant or...
Everything is chrome-colored and shiny new in Cantelmo's industrial kitchen. He says the first thing he's going to do in his new kitchen is make pesto with garlic scapes, those green curly Q-shaped things we heard about at the farmer's market a few minutes ago.
And so we'll be processing all of our garlic scapes, which we would normally pluck off and leave on the ground so that the garlic bulb would head properly. So taking all those scapes, which are essentially harvesting anyway, and turning them into a value-added product that introduces people to a new thing. And it's also something that, like, increases the profit of the garlic crop, you know, overall.
John Hamilton works at the Community Loan Fund offices in Concord. He helped get Cantelmo a grant for the farm stand project. As demand for local food spikes, Hamilton says, everyone is talking about going to scale.
But I think it could be a hackneyed phrase, too, going to scale. And it's important that you don't do it just because there's a demand there, but that it fits with your business strategy and that you don't take on too much risk as you do it.
Scaling up in the traditional sense, Hamilton says, might not be the best choice for farmers in a small state with small quantities of non-contiguous farmland. That's why nearby cheesemakers, bread bakers, and beer brewers will also be stocking their products at the Heron Pond Farm Stand. Hamilton says being open to new ideas and collaboration is the best way a farmer like Contelmo can woo customers away from the bright glow of a supermarket to a farm stand on the corner of two state roads. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.